Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It goes to show that, you know, more and more people are familiar with the technology and they like it. It's convenient, it's useful, and they don't want to see the government start limiting how it can be used.
And that's a whole issue because it raises a whole lot of privacy questions. Did your survey also look at those concerns as well?
Well, we did. We tried to ask about where consumers were willing to make trade-offs between, you know, the opportunities to use facial recognition and the privacy concerns they might have and the potential benefits. And so, you know, the real question with any technology is, where are you willing to make some compromises? Where are you willing to exchange a little bit of information about you in exchange for some benefit? And so right now we're seeing facial recognition technology being used to address things like improving security in communities, making it faster to go through security lines in airports or board your flight, or it's being used in retail environments to, you know, look at shoplifters and identify potential threats, as well as in the hospitality industry, so that when you go to a hotel, for example, you might walk up and, you know, automatically be checked into your room without having to go through the usual rigmarole of providing your identification.
What are we not comfortable with in using facial recognition?
Well, the biggest objections to using facial recognition that we saw in our survey were when police departments would be using it if the software is not accurate, or if it's not very accurate. So we asked questions to find out if people were comfortable with police using facial recognition technology, if it was 80% accurate, if it was 90% accurate, and if it's 100% accurate. And, you know, you had about 4 in 10 consumers wanting to use the technology when it was 80% accurate. That jumped all the way up to 6 in 10 when it was 100% accurate. And what's interesting about that, 60% or 6 in 10 might not sound that big, but there are still actually about, you know, maybe 20% of consumers who were on the fence. They didn't really know. They weren't opposed to it. They just didn't really understand the technology yet. You had actually very few consumers, only 16%, saying they wouldn't want the technology to be used even when it was 100% accurate.
How accurate is it right now?
Well, that's what I was going to say. So the Department of Commerce does regular testing of the technology, and it's gotten so much better over the past few years. In their most recent test, they were looking at, there's only about a 0.2% error rate in the best software that was out there. And it keeps getting better all the time. And so, you know, we are getting close to that 99% accuracy all the time. And that's what consumers want to see.
Are we going to be more concerned if this facial recognition software becomes more publicly used as opposed to for companies or law enforcement?
Well, the question is always, how is the technology being used and are consumers benefiting from it? And, you know, the other issue there, of course, is it being used in ways that, you know, if there are problems, those problems are being addressed. What we're seeing with the technology is it keeps getting better. Of course, there are always problems. And so the question is there a good feedback loop so that when problems are identified, they get fixed and no consumers are left with any kind of harm?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.